The future of the Great Barrier Reef and its and in fact all reefs across the globe are even more dire than previously thought. A Climate Council report says coral living in Australia's national icon could be killed off in mass bleaching events every 2 years by the 2030s. The report says unless governments introduce drastic policy changes, there's very little chance the reef would ever be able to recover. Catherine Gregory has this report.
Diving, snorkelling, or simply visiting the Great Barrier Reef is a huge tourist draw. But that could soon be lost as the colourful coral and marine life disappear.
The very severe bleaching that we got on the Great Barrier Reef in 2016 and 2017 by the 2030s could actually occur every second year. And then what that would mean is that the reef simply wouldn't have enough time to recover between bleaching events.
Professor Leslie Hughes is an ecologist at Macquarie University and counsellor with the Climate Council. She says those bleaching events have already killed about a third of the coral on the reef. And the Climate Council's report on the reef uses climate modelling projections to determine the increase in frequency of such bleaching events.
So the oceans are absorbing over 90% of the extra heat in the Earth's climate system, which is coming about through increased release of greenhouse gases changing the climate.
The Climate Council report reveals reefs around the world are under a similar threat. Professor Hughes says Australia and other countries need to move toward zero net greenhouse gas emissions by the middle of the century to reverse the current trend.
The federal government's own climate change authority advised the government that our targets for the Paris Climate Agreement should have been 45 to 65% reduction on 2005 emission levels by 2030. Instead, the government took a much weaker target to Paris, and we're not even meeting that.
But there are other contributing factors to the Great Barrier Reef's decline, as conservation group WWF points out. Richard Leck.
We also need to tackle the immediate threats to the Great Barrier Reef as well. And pollution caused from poor farm practices, from fertiliser, from sediment flowing into the reef's waters.
WWF is part of a group of conservationists which has recently asked the UN to put pressure on the Australian and Queensland governments to crack down on these practices.
The Australian government's made commitments to UNESCO and the World Heritage Committee to tackle the issue of tree clearing in the reef catchments. And we're concerned that there are still significant examples of clearing occurring, particularly in the far north.
The Federal Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, was unavailable for an interview with The World Today. The minister is currently en route to Paris, where he's meeting with the UN to discuss Australia's role in protecting the world's ecosystems, including the Great Barrier Reef. He has said in the past that the reef will overcome current challenges, and the federal government is committed to keeping it safe, pointing to financial investments and its $2 billion Reef 2050 plan. Anna Marsden is the Managing Director of the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, which is involved with managing this plan.
The Reef 2050 plan is a framework co-authored by the state and federal government to deal with the threats to the reef. What we are seeing some wins in the research community of opportunities and techniques that can help reefs recede and repopulate and essentially diminish the impact of a coral bleaching event. This report is not surprising to us, but the reality is it is not too late to save the Great Barrier Reef.
Anna Marsden from the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Catherine Gregory reporting.